The light of Shabbos, which means the clarity we achieve on Shabbos, has three levels. On the simplest level, we appreciate the fact that Hashem created and runs the world. This means that we challenge the contradiction that's put forth by the world against this truth. The world seemingly runs on different rules. It appears that the person who works the hardest, who's willing to do whatever it takes to make it, whether by honest means or cheating, stealing, that's the person who's ultimately successful. And people who try to do what's right, those are the losers. They remain unfortunate and poor. And we challenge that and clarify to ourselves that Hashem is Adon HaKol, the ruler of all things. He makes these decisions and choices. And it's futile to war against the ruler of the world. And ultimately, serving him is what gives success. But with more effort and growth, we come to the next level of clarity with each Shabbos that we keep and celebrate. We begin to say that to see that everything gets life solely from Hashem's will. Just as Lo'aleinu, a person who can't breathe on his own, requires a ventilator to pump air into his lungs, Hashem is constantly pumping life into every aspect of creation, and without that, they cease to exist. Va'ata mechaya es kulam. You keep everything alive. The greatest level of clarity, though, is when we can remove the mask of this world out of the way and perceive this world for what it really is, an embodiment of Ritzon Hashem. It has no reality at all other than Yichud Hashem. This is the highest level of clarity, which we can attain pieces of it every Shabbos with the light of Shabbos that shines upon our neshamas. Shabbos extends to our bodies as well. How? During the weekday, perhaps we don't really have time to eat normal meals during the day. We grab a coffee for breakfast and munch down a sandwich for lunch. But on Shabbos, we stop working, and Hashem invites us to His Suda. And this casts light upon our whole self, helping us appreciate with all our senses the specialness of Shabbos when we're in the presence of Hashem, when we have the clarity that allows us to really connect to Hashem, all our needs are filled, and we enjoy life to its fullest in the most spiritual embodiment that's possible of this world. However, this all ends with Hamavdil. The Torah provides us with some ideas of how to infuse Shabbos into the week. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha, which according to some Rishonim means that during the week we mention Shabbos when we say what day of the week it is, or we prepare food for Shabbos like Hillel and Shammai. Sudas Malava Malka is also a method of carrying Shabbos over into the week, but it's very limited. Chanukah is the bridge to carry over the light of Shabbos into our weekday life as well. Let's think of it this way. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was very interested in going to hear Reb Tzvi Meir Zilberberg Shlita. Tzvi Meir Zilberberg is a quasi-Rebbe. He's not really an official Rebbe of any particular Hasidus, but he had attracted a following of hundreds of Bachrim and married men, all walks of life, all kinds of backgrounds. So he would speak by Shal Shudas for about an hour and a half every week, and he had an audience of 500 people at least listening to him. So I was determined to see what's there? Well, what's the attraction? So I went. It was, I believe, the week before Hanukkah. And truly, he was a person on fire. It wasn't hard to see what people were coming to hear, to experience, and how they were inspired. Now, I remember that the topic he was addressing was a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hanuysen Bayom Derech, Hashem creates a road in the ocean, over Mayim Azim Nesiva, and in treacherous water, Hashem carves a path. He makes a path in treacherous waters. He quoted a medrash that says that the second half of this pasuk, creating a path in treacherous waters, refers to the winter time up till Chanukah. And he explained this at length. And he worked through the concept of preparing to do mitzvahs and how powerful that is. But in line with how Rav Shimshon Pinkus understands the power of Ner Chanukah, it means as follows. There is a path that exists even during the weekdays, although it's so dark, although the Choshech of Olam Hazeh permeates, This means there's a method that we can have some clarity in Avodas Hashem. We can achieve emunah and trust in Hashem and experience what it means to totally rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a way to do it. It's a charted out path, a trail with markers, directions, signposts, all. However, in choppy, treacherous waters, all those things are moot. We can't find the path. And the difficulty is so great at times that it's compared to the difficulty of carving out a path in treacherous waters. In any body of water, it's difficult to navigate. There's no road, there's no white and yellow lines. One must rely on all kinds of external markers, the stars, the sun, the moon. But when the waters are treacherous and threatening to throw you off course, it becomes even more difficult. And this difficulty is what we experience during the days of the winter until Hanukkah. Hanukkah charts out a course for us to follow, even through treacherous waters. It shines a light through the darkness and reveals to us the path that already exists. And once we find that path, we can utilize it the rest of the winter to guide our way. So what's this path? What is this path that is revealing to us? And in a word, it's Hal V'Hayda'ah, praise and giving thanks to Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue to discuss this tomorrow.